Philip Neri was born on July 22, 1515, in Florence, Italy. When he was 18 years old, his family sent him away to pursue a business career. But shortly after, Philip had a mystical experience. And from then on, he felt drawn to the religious life. So he decided that he would go to Rome to study. Now, at the time, Rome was in moral and spiritual ruins. During the course of his studies, Philip read about the success of missionary activity in India, where tens of thousands of people were being converted to Christianity. And he felt a strong pull in his heart to go and do the same. So when he told his spiritual director, "I want to be a missionary to India," his spiritual director said to him, "Rome is to be your India." And with that, Philip set out to reconvert Rome to Christ one person at a time. He stood on street corners and went into marketplaces and preached about Jesus. He organized social activities for young people and proclaimed the gospel to them. He promoted the 40-hour devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and heard countless numbers of confessions. By the time Philip died in 1595, most of Rome had been reconverted to Christ. Canonized a saint in 1622, St. Philip Neri's feast day is May 26th. And he's known among the Romans to this day as the Apostle of Rome. Now, Philip's example of serving as a missionary in the circumstances of his ordinary life to those around him illustrates well our gospel message today. Today's gospel reading is divided into two parts. In part one, Jesus commissions 72 of his disciples to go out as missionaries. And before he sends them, he gives them a series of instructions. First, they are to travel in pairs, because Jesus knows that when two people give the same witness, there's more credibility to that witness. Second, Jesus tells them not to take any provisions with them because he wants them to stay focused on God and to trust in God alone. Thirdly, Jesus tells them not to greet anyone along the way because he wants to instill in them a sense of urgency about the task ahead of them, and he wants them to avoid any distractions. Fourth, Jesus tells them to bestow God's blessing upon people. If people reject them, they're to move on. If people accept them, then they accept the hospitality offered them and they minister to the people. In part two of the gospel, the missionaries return, glorifying God for the success of their missionary activity. So, what does all this mean for us? Well, I think that when we think of a missionary, we often think it's someone who goes abroad to a faraway country to bring Christianity to people in a remote area. St. Philip Neri, however, discovered that sometimes missionary activity needs to occur closer to home. And I think that's true today. You and I live in a society that is becoming increasingly secularized. You and I live in a society where faith and religion is becoming more and more diminished. You and I live in a society where more and more people know of God, but they don't know God. Just as the people of Rome in the 16th century needed someone to bring Jesus to them, so the people of the 21st century need the same thing. As Philip Neri stepped forward to be that missionary, you and I are called to do the same in the here and now to those around us. Now, I think we can prepare ourselves for that, because it's not as intimidating as it sounds, in three ways. First, we must become attuned to the presence and activity of God in our lives and how our lives are better because of it. This helps us to look for God in all things, to allow God to permeate every aspect of our lives, and to come to know the need and value of faith. Second, we must commit ourselves to developing a personal relationship with Jesus through regular private prayer, through frequent reflection on Scripture, and through the regular reception of the sacraments. This helps us to know the Lord, to love the Lord, to trust the Lord, and to be more willing to give ourselves over to the Lord. A personal relationship with Jesus shapes our attitude, inspires our values, and influences our behavior. Third, we must desire to give witness to our faith and to share our faith. And I think that begins at home, when families pray with one another, where people become more comfortable talking about their faith, about their own relationship with Jesus, and where people support and encourage each other in the living out of that faith. This helps us to preach and teach and give witness to Jesus by word and example. So as we endeavor to bring Jesus to others, sometimes it might be by what we say. Other times it may be by what we do. Like the 72 disciples in our gospel reading, St. Philip's efforts to bring Jesus to others met with great success. God made sure that happened. Think about this. You are here today because someone brought Jesus to you. You and I need to go forth and do the same for others. God will bless our missionary activity. So as you ponder how you will be a missionary in the circumstances of your life to those around you, remember these words of St. John Eudes, the 17th century priest. He once said, "The Christian life is the continuation of the life of Christ in us. We should be many Christs on earth, continuing his life and works. Let us therefore give ourselves to God with a great desire to live the same way."